Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Psych, this is Reese subbing in for Mason's show. This is WMFO Medford 91.5. Happy to be here. This is actually my first show. Shameless plug for my own show. That's every other Thursday at 8 a.m. First show is not this coming Thursday, but the Thursday after that. So that's Thursday the 14th at 8 a.m. and every other Thursday thereafter. Yeah, happy to be subbing here. Originally wasn't going to do the 3 a.m. slot, but I was laying in bed awake at 2:30 a.m. and thought I might as well be sitting awake in the radio studio. So, yeah, just going to be playing kind of some gloomy, misty morning type vibe. I walked here as it was misting. And, yeah, just enjoying the solitude, the peace. It is still 3 a.m., so don't have a lot to say. Give us a call, 855-915-9636, if you want to share in that solitude. And otherwise, we'll just play some tunes. This first one is Cooks by Still Woozy.
I just lost my keys again. I don't know how I'll make it through the year. And when you're coming home, I'm stuck here, but I don't feel all alone. Cause I burned the dinner and we two are waiting on one more to come right through. Back to, well, I want you, baby, it's all I do.
I was gone in a minute, I'll be back in a moment. Four stars on my dash, cause my car is stolen. I've been down on my knees, but I'm never proposing. Me and you go ghost. I've been living at my mom's, but I'm definitely homeless. Five stars on the line, cause I'm definitely chosen. See silver in the lines when this hour is golden. Me and you go ghost. Could I leave it without a trace? Hot and cold till we slide away. Maybe just go. On the road, we had cracks in our payment, never set in stone. Left alone, only see you at shows, and it shows. I've been down on my highs, I've been up on my lows. And the wind and the fire can never be cold. And the old saying goes, if it shines, then it may not be gold. Could I leave it without a trace? Hot and cold, do we slide away? Just go.
Getting old. This dream isn't feeling sweet. We're reeling through the midnight streets, and I've never.
right. That one was Ribs by Lord, and before that was Ghosts by Bakar. I'll speak a moment on the Bakar track. I love those songs that you have like a core memory with that kind of associate that vibe with it. Ghosts has always been a great late night solitude-esque track. I remember taking an Uber from Rhode Island back to Tufts from a sort of event I was at. Took an Amtrak down and did not want to take an Amtrak back up, given that the next one didn't come for an hour and a half. So sat in the Uber through rural New England, not from here originally. It was just kind of a... core memory with that song. Great EP by Bakar, Will You Be My Yellow. Got a featured artist on that EP and a couple songs here, but next up is Pool House by Backseat Lovers.
This song's called Dog Out.
Pool House.
Pool House. this song's called Pool House.
Thank you. guide her slumber from dream to dream. And what does she dream? Oh, you know you love her, but do you really know her? I look at her face. Lord, I know I'm somewhere near, but she's somebody else. She's somebody new. And I can't help myself from going wild.
Fuck. every night. You call me for whatever feels right. Baby, don't stay still. Make your mind, you could be waking up in here for the rest of your life. And I knew just what she was thinking, with no need for speculation. Just your body in a blanket, and I hope this doesn't change it, 'cause the best part of my day is when I get to see you naked. Chicken tenders in my hotel, yeah. Christina's in my bed watching TV shows. When she hit the remote with her lips shaking, that's good love making, watching wherever my head facing is for bugs, baby.
White wings in my pillows and blankets. I got markings on my body for trace. Rodeo for Cartier glasses. But girl, you know how itchy my back is.
If I could turn back time, maybe I could make you mine. How could I have been so blind? Maybe I could make you mine. If I could,
maybe I could say hi. Maybe I'd feel relieved. Maybe that would give me closure. Maybe that's too naive. Or maybe I could walk by, wear my heart on my sleeve. And maybe we would lock eyes, and it'd be hard to believe. But maybe we would both laugh, and I could ask how she was, and wonder if she thinks about the times we used to be us. And maybe I could ask why, or maybe I would say please. But maybe she's with a guy, and maybe I should just leave. Or maybe I could stop time, cause the world to just freeze. Make corners of this room dissolve with every breath that I breathe, until it's just me and her. And we would fall from our feet and flitter down into the pitch black with no floor underneath. And we could fall through December and maybe shatter through June. And we could crash land in April and wake up back in our room. And she'd be there in my arms right before she was gone. And while I lay there, I'd retrace to myself where I went wrong.
If I could turn back time, maybe I could make you mine. How could I have been so blind? Maybe I could make you mine. If I could hit rewind, maybe I could make you mine. Maybe things would turn out fine. Maybe I could make you mine.
Maybe she's just as bored. What if she's as depressed? Maybe I should drink more. Maybe I should think less. How did things end so badly? How did things even end? I don't remember exactly, don't ask me. On our way back from Atlanta, we were holed up in a taxi. She was asleep in the backseat. I was just drinking a smoothie. Jamba juice, mango, and flaxseed. She woke up groggy and tapped me. Headphones in, bumping to Maxby. Looked at her, paused it on track three. She sighed and looked at me angry. I asked her what? And she snapped back, nothing, it's fine. I said, no, what's on your mind? She snapped back, nothing, it's fine. I said, well, fuck it, I'm trying. She sniffled, fuck you, I'm crying. Still have no fucking idea the what or the who or the why, but we just stopped talking, and that was the end. No text or call or coffee, no let's just be friends. We sat there silently through North Carolina and West Virginia, and hours passed, and the anxious quiet continued till I fell asleep and woke up to the driver alone. He told me he drove past her neighborhood and dropped her off home, and that was it. And now we're here, 2 dozen feet from each other. It feels like years since I've seen her. 2 washed up used to be lovers. We used to kiss under covers and wrestle in blankets and nestle each other. But I don't think I've got the courage to muster. Maybe I could say hi. Maybe I'd feel relieved. Maybe that would give me closure. Maybe that's too naive.
If I
maybe I could walk by,
time,
wear my heart on my sleeve.
Maybe
we would lock eyes, and it'd be hard to believe. But
how
maybe we would both laugh,
so
and I could ask how she was,
maybe
and wonder
I
if she thinks about the times
mind.
We used to be us.
If
and maybe
could
I could ask why,
mind.
Or maybe I would say please.
Maybe
she's with a guy, and
mind.
Maybe I should just leave. Or maybe I could stop time, cause the world to just freeze, make
maybe
corners
I
of this room dissolve with every
mind.
Breath that I breathe, until it's just me and her.
All right, that was Solo by Samsa, and the past couple there, Chicken Tenders by Dominic Fike, the aforementioned Bakar feature, Nelly by Dr. Dog. Samsa, pretty underground artist, was a SoundCloud rapper from, I don't know, 2012, I want to say, to I think his last song dropped in 2017, and he just kind of vanished from the internet. But if you enjoyed that last track, he has, I think, 15 to 20 songs of varying degrees of production value and length. I might play another one here down the as we get further down into the show. But firstly, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Some numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. And the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is zero. So, once again, a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Some numbers to think about as you go forward. This next song's up, a bit of a ballad. I think it was big on TikTok, but is worth listening to all the way through. This is Dream Suite in C Major by Miracle Musical.
At the edge of a universe humming a tune, for merely dreaming we were snow. A siren sounds like the goddess who promises endless apologies of paradise, and only she can make it right. So things are different tonight. We'll go together in flight. It's now and never, or every endeavor awaits some ambulant directives to take the helm. Believe me, darling, the stars were made for falling, like melting obelisks as tall as another room. Maybe we're dying. A cosmic confluence of pyramids, holograms. She knows you heard her staging music murder in line before the show began to be where I am.
Thank you. sail. Signed, yours truly, the whale. Distance is on the way. Let's see what we can make.
The part is wholly ending, no light any final song. So long, so far.
Cry too. You better better believe it. Honey, my heart still beats for you, even though you don't feel it.
Life is just a pretty game that we don't want to play. I almost got one sad homeless man in the fast food.
Coming over around the corner, another night where I get so confused, because we're just friends, the friends who undress, the friends with loose ends that kiss your neck. And I don't mind if you waste my time, cause I've got some I can't lose. Act like I don't need your love, and you call my bluff, and that's all that I can ask of you. an hour we get so confused.
All right, that was Waste My Time by Crystal Casino Band. Couple before that were Winter Snakes by Joy Again, Still Beating by Mac DeMarco, and again, Dream Suite in C Major by Miracle Musical. Yeah, got a couple more SAMHSA tracks coming up here, in case you liked that earlier one. My normal time slot is outside the Safe Harbor hours for explicit music, and most of his full release tracks are explicit, so I'm gonna take advantage of that. Yeah, just go right into it. This next song is Tinder Samurai.
Yeah. I like to think I'm well equipped as any other average guy, but I just can't discover love and I don't even set my standards high. On top of that, I'm camera shy. Maybe I should opt out of the dating pool and be an undercover Tinder samurai. Cause I would rather type online than whisper in a dingy bar, and swiping left and right could be my new Bushido ninja star. I'm well versed in virtual lovemaking ninjutsu. On every profile pic I post, I'm posing with my shih tzu or flexing with my shirt off, cause I heard that gets you hits too. Especially OKCupid, I'm like arrows of the cherubs be. I pierce hearts of women with my cursor and my arrow keys, and disregard my Roman roots and choose a font that's serif free. Trust me, I'm a Tinder bio brainiac. The way I kindle fire with matches, I'm a pyromaniac. On Christian Mingle, I'm a Casanova. If y'all don't think so, y'all can ask Jehovah. Check your inbox, he might send an answer over. I wish I had the muscles of a granite sculpture. I would log on Ashley Madison and bang adulterers. I'm so lonely, I've considered farmers only just for someone's arms to hold me. Also, I'm really big on agriculture. But if I had that body of a Grecian god, I would troll on POF.com and use it as a fishing rod and hope I don't get catfish. The fact is, if I did, I'd probably play along, cause God knows I could use the practice. And if I'm aching for my roots, I'd visit Shadi.com. Message Islamic, Wahhabi, Hijabi, Hadi, Salam. And Sunni, Shia, those are both denominations I respect, cause I just care for our connection. I don't care about the sex. Sometimes I uninstall my apps in reckless insurrectious rage, then regret it while I check the Craigslist misconnections page. Then I think that I should get out more and disregard my mobile cell, get to know the local teller at my Barnes & Noble well, and check out what she's reading while she's charging up my total sale, and ask her if she likes the novel. And once she answers, ask her if she wants to grab some coffee or some ice cream waffles. She'd probably say that's awesome. I'd ask her when she's off of work. She might answer midnight. I'd tell her that sounds awful, what a bummer. And from somewhere I might muster up the nerve to get her number, and I would ask her what her digits are. And if I play it right, then I can disregard my ninja stars, say sayonara to katanas and my other weapons too, and try committing by committing online dating seppuku.
Pretend I understand it, babe, the afterlife and all. But as you died, you promised me that you would try to write or call, and I've been waiting ever since. Every Sunday I hold seances with like-minded adults and roll your corpse into the living room and try to find your pulse and then repine at the results. I've even got my windowsills lined up with ultraviolet bulbs, shrunken shrines of human skulls and other signs of the occult. But now I'm at a fucking loss, cause honey, nothing seems to work. Like I've been astrally projecting my body beyond my dreams through the fabric of space and time so you could spot me at the seams. I ventured through the upside down hoping you caught me in between, but maybe if you've got the tech, then you could haunt me on my screens. Like you should infiltrate my newsfeed. I swear no one would notice. You could float beside some bogus BuzzFeed quiz about the POTUS. Be a pixelated phantom ghost on clickbait propaganda posts and dictate what you're thinking through a catchy headline. Like one weird reason why it's great to be ethereal, or 20 signs you're dead now and your soul is immaterial. Or if it's late at night, then you could swoop in from the shadow realm and talk to me through pop-up ads that show up over adult films on anything you're into. We could start with MILF or facial. You could beam your interspatial spirit into interracial. If you're feeling sort of formal, we could pizza date on Skype, and I could call it a corner over, and we could share the corner slice. When it's time to go to bed, then we could leave our cameras on. And if the netherworld has one day shipping free on Amazon, then you could slumber as you ship yourself. I swear the shit delivers quick. Or send me the address and I could meet you by the river Styx. I Twitter beef with Namtar by the Tigris and Euphrates. I could snap you while I'm snagging sacred threads of life from Hades. I would loot Duat and photocopy pirate the papyrus, change the records, and then have a Facebook flame war with a Osiris. And either way, I can't wait to talk or reunite. I've been so lonely since you died, I've tried to walk towards the light. And if the gods of death oppose or harmless want to reconvene, then maybe we could sneak you by him if you haunt me through a screen. It's been far too long that you and I have been alone. You could rectify that if you haunt me through my phone. No, I don't wanna deal with voodoo dolls and figurines. I could do without them if you'd haunt me through my screen.
I'm just frustrated, I guess. I've hung out in countless graveyards, drawn pentagrams and slaughtered goats, and even took a course on hunting ghosts from Pentecostal folks, but never once have gotten close. Last month I sat with local psychics in their crystal jewels and tried to find my old T-Mobile sidekick phone from middle school. Just so maybe if you're bored of fortune-telling tarot cards and magic words, then you could tweet 140 characters. So I could throw away my voodoo dolls and stop chanting my juju mantras that my guru taught us. And if you slide into some YouTube comments, you could scroll the comment page or you could leave it blank. If your specter is perceptible, we tell them it's a prank. And if you still don't send responses, I'd assume the problem's technical, and I would call Verizon just so someone could inspect it all. I'd tell him I just want a close encounter of the spectral kind. He'd ask if we turned on our modem router for a second time and plugged it incorrectly to the voltage power socket line and tried to tear a portal hole through to your paranormal soul so me and you could catch up on a toll-free spirit mortal call. Or we could see a witch doctor, she'd probably be skeptical. Clinician with a stethoscope, the specimen not skeletal, the symptoms metaphysical, the convalescent soulless. At first her diagnosis could be we should try hypnosis, but truthfully, if you could choose the way that you're reborn, I hope you use the 3G phone and you eschew the Ouija board. And at this point, I don't really know why I learned ESP4 when you could just descend and settle in my USB port or my NVIDIA GeForce or my video AV cord. There's no need for Santa Muerte when I've got a QWERTY keyboard. We could play a game of esports, you and I'd be on a team. And if you're feeling odious, I'll put my audio on stream. I'll still have your favorite games, babe, I've got them all on Steam. We'll get started when you're ready, once you haunt me through a screen. It's been far too long that you and I have been alone. You could rectify that if you haunt me through my phone. No, I don't wanna deal with voodoo dolls and figurines. I could do without them if you'd haunt me through my screen.
All right, that was Tinder Samurai and then Haunt Me, both by Samsa. Once again, highly recommend checking out the rest of his stuff. But there's maybe a dozen tracks on Spotify and Apple Music, and then a couple more kind of more unfinished stuff on his SoundCloud. Unfortunately, no longer releasing new music. But yeah, certainly some nice kind of lo-fi songs if you're into that kind of thing. Yeah, just one more track from me before I hand it over to the next DJ. Thanks to Mason for putting up the sub spot. Didn't expect this time to work so well. I originally wasn't going to come in for this, and as I was laying in bed awake at 2:30 in my room, decided to come in. It was especially because my roommate was still awake, like just playing on his phone or something, and that kind of ruins the vibe if you're trying to fall asleep, if because it was a random roommate. I didn't really want to just sit around in silence with him, so this worked out well. Yeah, just one more track for me. This is Alaska by Maggie Rogers.
Dreams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains in a walked off you. In a walked off an old me. Oh, me, oh my. You looking up from underneath, fractured moonlight on the sea. Reflections still look the same to me as before I went under, and it's peaceful in the deep.